na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
Hi, welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in, and I had an announcement to make. Now I'm going to, I lost it somewhere. Where is it? Okay, I got to email the guy. I had it up here, but it's gone. All right, welcome to my show. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host. And let's start off with, I don't know, let's see. Actually, where's my Carosa? Let's see. Okay, remember my books are available on Amazon. I have 3 books on Amazon. Go to Nancy Lombardo. Amazon, first book, A Pocket Full of Confidence, second book, All Musings, third book, Holiday Shorts, Keep Your Pants On. Also, my music is available for download. What should we do? Gosh, I had it here. You know what? Let's start off with a little Bria Skonberg. She always cheers me up.
Thank you.
By the way, is where Bria Skonberg is from in Canada. Check out briaskonberg.com, Bria, B-R-I-A, Skonberg. Incredible musician and a totally nice person. So it's a double bill there. Okay, I found the message I lost, and I think this is it. Yep, the date looks right. Comic Nikki Sunshine hosts Ladies Night Showcase at Comedy in Harlem on Saturday, March 30th. Saturday, March 30th, Ladies Night Showcase, Back to Comedy. Okay, let's see, August O'Neill, Christina Payne, Chanel Renee, and B. Flat. Comedy in Harlem. It's located at 508 East 117th Street, east of Pleasant Avenue. 508 East 117th Street. Okay, showtime at 8, admission is 25, plus a 14 minimum. Okay, parking available adjacent to East River Plaza Shopping Center. I got to look up this address. Is the shopping center up there? Okay, for reservations, go to comedyinharlem.com, comedyinharlem.com. Also, info at comedyinharlem.com. Info at comedyinharlem.com. It's a lot to get out, everybody. All right, Jibok got it out. Here we go. All right, what do we got going on now? Oh, I like this. It's telling me my radio show's on. That's good to know. Okay. Okay, where can I find my Carosa? Because we want to get Carosa into our life every day. Let's see. Well, I'll play this one by Tom Carosa, but I'll dedicate it to Rami.
The first thought when I awake is of you, dear. You, dear. I need you to invigorate, to make me clear. Your dark, rich blend sends me over the edge. I can't pretend that I don't love the way you make my heart rush. That I can't live without your energy.
Always fun, Tom Carosa. Gotta love that. Okay, what shall we play next? Let's see, what time now? I gotta watch my little board here, see what's going on. There's so many choices. Okay, let me just do a scramble here. And remember, my books are available on Amazon, as well as I'd recommend Mr. Dustin. Another by Tom Carosa, Mr. Dust. Okay, check that out. That's on Amazon as well. So you want to check that out. What do we got going here? I'm looking for something. Sorry. I got a. I saw something that was funny. Here we go.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8.05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8.22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11.45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Stan Freberg. I guess that would be the 50s, would be the Stan Freberg era. Is there? All right, let's keep it going with a little Nancy Lombardo comedy as well. There we go.
People, handsome audience. I applaud you. Very pretty. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French, because I'm crazy. I love this movie. You're all so cute. I could eat you up with an escargot fork, but I won't. Hello. My name is Piaf. Rice Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania. But I faked it once. Alors, mes amis, we're French. We have a sense of humor. We have to because we're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again if I wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Who knows it's hard to know? When I saw West Side Story, I said, oh my God, that stole my life. How'd they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this canal. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Before her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. She used to go, mira, Nancy, listen to these cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. All right, she didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow! And she goes, where's your lady? If Julie not hurt, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having her hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want. Okay. Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. A-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, gen X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So any punch with a manly grin, any punch with a manly grin. And that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic! You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me. Yay! Yay for you! Okay, I'm going to pick on you because I like the look for you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg?
I own a software company.
You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my son.
I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son. Playing with your son. And you own a, Greg, you own a hardware company, like that hobby, playing with your son. What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg, what a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it, if you can. Let's see. Is he in the booth? Here we go. Any other stuff about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, you like it? There we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you. Drive for you. You're real cute. You're real swell. He's not the kind to remove a floppy disk and tell. No! Oh, Greggy, you're really, really cute. I like how you almost made that into kind of, sort of a soup. Oh, Greg, baby, you're really, really fine. I wish I could make you mine. But she's very nice. So I guess you're staying married, whatever the price. Yeah! Oh, Greggy, come on, let's go. I got a computer and some bits and buzzwords I think you might know. Oh, Greg, sweetie, what is a girl to do? You sat in the front, what did you expect we were going to pick on you? Oh, Fallon, but I completely forgot. Oh, my buddy. I love her. She's the best. Let's hear it.
Nancy Lombardo, everybody.
All righty. Well, you know what? We got through that. Okay. And then it's down to the last minute. What do I got? All right. Don't forget, my books are available on Amazon, as well as my music. So go to Amazon and check me out. All righty. I'm just going to have to say now, it's down to the last minute. So thank you for tuning in.
Man, that's a peppy rhythm. I've got the funk in my trousers for sure. I like bananas because they have no bones. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin starred in Home Alone. If your dog has tartar, go get him some of those little doggy bones. Yeah, if you got something rhymes with bones. Yeah, for $8, call a psychic friend on the telephone. Ha ha, if you're going deaf, the doctor makes you listen to tones. My cousin Benny's got a trailer park in Rome. Ooh, yeah. If you eat some uncooked pork, you'll sit around and moan. Yeah. Oh, do-do-do-do-do. Something that rhymes with bones. Yeah.
Okay, this has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. Big kiss. Bye-bye. I don't know any Cindy Jones. Don't know any Cindy Jones. Are you sure she's not on Boogies? Why aren't you working? Yes.
What? Journal.